Hey everybody, welcome to the All Things Fishing Podcast, a podcast where each week I talk about just that. This is All Things Fishing. Hey everybody, I'm excited to be recording the 7th episode of the All Things Fishing Podcast this week. This week I'm actually recording it a week early. I'm recording it the same week I recorded my last episode, episode 6. I'm just setting the publish date for a different date because next week on Monday I will be backpacking. We're section hiking the AT, so I think it's going to be pretty fun, but I will not be able to put another episode out on Monday. So I'm just pre-recording this and hopefully it should be published on Monday. So this week I just wanted to give you some advice on what type of reel you should buy. So this episode I'm going to be going from easiest to hardest to use. I'll just buzz over them real quick. There's 4 main types of reels. Obviously, there's a lot of like models, a lot of companies make a lot of these. So first off, SpinCast. It's like really just for beginners. Next is a spinning, which is just a great all-around type of reel. Professionals use them. People like me, I like to use them. Then beginners use them. They're just really easy to use. I really like them. My favorite all-around type of reel. Then bait casting, which is intermediate to professional. Then casting, which is really just for professionals. So spin cast. Oh, so a spin cast reel. Definitely if you're a beginner, I would suggest getting a spin cast reel. Specifically a Zebco reel. Zebco makes some really good spin cast reels. They make okay spinning reels, but really Zebco primarily is just a spin cast reel company. So yeah, Zebco makes some really good spin cast reels. If you're a beginner, I would suggest getting a spin cast reel. Next, this is my favorite type of reel of all time, the spinning reel. So a lot of good companies make spinning reels. Ugly Stick makes some really good spinning reels. Shimano makes some pretty good spinning reels. So there's really good spinning reel companies out there. And so a spinning reel is like beginner, intermediate, and professional, and anybody can use this. It's not hard to cast with at all. You can get some pretty bad ones. You can get some really cheap ones that will, like, if you're a beginner, it's another good reel for a beginner, but then also you can get some $500 ones for, like, catching a 500-pound shark. So spinning reel, I would strongly suggest getting a spinning reel if you think you've graduated up from a spin cast and you're a bit more into fishing. I would get a spinning reel. Next up, this is probably my least favorite type of reel of all time, the bait casting reel. Now, I'll tell you my problems with the bait casting reel. There's a few of them. First of all, the price. They start at $75. If you want to get an okay one, you can get it for like $75. You can get some that are like $50. Those ones are not going to be very good. So $75 one is the one I would suggest getting if you really just want to get a bait casting reel. So there's a few problems with it. Unlike on a spin casting reel and a spinning reel, the spool is on its side. Unlike with a spinning reel, the spool actually has to turn as the line is coming off. So first of all, that creates a bit of friction with the line, the spool, and against whatever the spool is attached to, and it makes it so it has to turn a little less fast, and the lines comes out a little less fast. So it just decreases your casting range. I think a spinning reel, you can probably cast farther on a spinning reel. So yeah, so that's just a minor problem with a bait casting reel. The last major problem is that it backlashes. So for those of you who don't know, a backlash is when a little bit of the line is caught in the rest of the line that's on the spool, and it starts re-spooling the line you just casted out onto your reel, which might sound good, but it spools it on backwards, which then it just turns into a rat's nest. It's really frustrating to untangle, especially if you're fishing at night. If it backlashes at night, especially if you're using braid, there's just nothing you can do. You have to cut, like, 70, you have to cut a lot of line off. Sometimes you have to cut all your line off. It's very frustrating. You don't want to have to do that, trust me. So I've had to do it before. It's very frustrating, especially if you have like $15 line. It's not too expensive, but it's just annoying to have to replace. Next is a casting reel. So a casting is basically just an oversized version of a bait casting reel. So it's like they can get up to like a foot and a half wide and like a foot, the spool's like a foot across. They can get huge. These are for hauling in like a 1,000-pound bluefin tuna. Yeah, so people who fish for giant tuna use those. I doubt any people who are going to need a reel of that size are listening to this podcast. That'd be awesome if anybody is, but I doubt it. So, yeah, casting is really just for professionals. They are used to hauling huge, huge fish. So, I doubt you'll need a casting reel. Yeah. Altogether, my favorite type of reel of all time, the spinning reel. Next, probably, would be spin cast, then bait casting, and then casting. Casting, I would like them more. I probably do actually like them more than spin casting. I've only ever used them once while I was fishing with a guide on Lake Wallen Paul Pack. So, there are a lot of really great reels out there. Get whichever one you want. Spinning, I would strongly suggest if you're a beginner, spin cast. Then if you are a bit more into fishing, get a spinning. And then if you're getting really into fishing, maybe get a bait casting if you think you can deal with the backlashes. Yeah, so that's the episode for today. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'll definitely put another episode out on Monday. See you then.